After the war, he had begun working for the US Army, gathering documentation for the Nazi war crimes trials at Nuremberg. Then, in 1947, he and 30 other volunteers had founded the Jewish Historical Documentation Center in Linz, Austria, to gather information for future trials. In the same way that Enzo had made the assumption that the entries on Ronald Ross and Agadir were somehow linked, he felt there had to be some connection between Wiesenthal and Paris. But what? There was nothing in this old entry that gave any clue as to what it might be. And so, as before, he turned to the computer, rebooting it and connecting again to the internet. For a moment he paused to take in Killian's desktop. His laptop sitting on at an angle, 4 open volumes of the Everyman Encyclopedia, the desk diary pushed to one side. Killian's sense of order would have been grossly offended. Google popped up on his screen and he turned his concentration back to the search, typing in Simon Wiesenthal and hitting the return key. There were more than 500,000 entries. Again he went to Wikipedia and began reading. The man had written 3 books on his experiences, and opened numerous centres around the world before dying in 2005 at the age of 96. Still, Enzo could not find any logical connection to Paris. He clicked on a link to the entry on the Simon Wiesenthal Centre in Los Angeles and read its mission statement, describing it as an international Jewish human rights organization dedicated to repairing the world one step at a time. Quite a task, Enzo thought. He scrolled down the entry until he came to the section on office locations. There were 5 other centers around the world: New York, Miami, Toronto, Jerusalem, Buenos Aires, and Paris. Enzo held his breath. Perhaps this was the link he had been looking for. He went back to Google and tapped in Simon Wiesenthal Center, Paris. More than 32,000 links appeared, but the 3rd from the top took him directly to the website of the Wiesenthal Organization's European operation. The office was in the 17th arrondissement in the Rue Logier, and had been established there in 1988, before Killian's death. Had he been in contact with them for some reason? If so, surely they would have a record. Enzo scrolled down the homepage until he reached the contact details at the foot of it. There was an email address and a link that opened up his emailer. He tapped in a subject line, Killian Contact, and composed a short mail. Short mail.